Become who you are. Become who you are. That is a line that was often repeated by one of my great heroes, St. John Paul II, in his various writings and homilies and speeches. He would often say to a particular group of people or to the whole church, become who you are. And by that he meant that we have particular identities in our life, but at the same time, every identity is a task, a call to become even greater or more perfect in that particular identity. For example, I became a priest 11 years ago. That is part of my identity now. And yet I have a lifelong task of becoming a better priest, hopefully, with each passing day and year. We can apply this to any number of different aspects of our lives. You were married, you became a husband or a wife. That's part of your identity. And yet, over the years of marriage, husband and wife are called to become more and more perfect in their relationship. The same could be said about the role and identity of a father and a mother. It can apply to our work. We dedicate ourselves to a particular field, a career. That becomes part of our identity, and yet, hopefully, over time, we're becoming better and better at that particular work. I'd like to reflect with all of you this morning on our collect for Mass, because it takes us back to something that is very fundamental and basic about our identity as Christians. The collect is that prayer at the beginning of Mass. It's called a collect because it's meant to collect all of those particular intentions that each of us bring into one prayer offered by the priest on behalf of the whole congregation to God. And this morning we prayed in the collect, Almighty, ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. The word adoption, which we find there in the collect, is also present in our second reading today, when St. Paul cries out on behalf of the Jewish people, saying that he has sorrow and anguish in his heart for his people, because so many of them have rejected Christ. And he makes note that among all the privileges God gave to the Israelites, he says theirs is the adoption. God had adopted them, chosen them in a particular way to be his people. This opens out when Jesus comes to the whole world, and it deepens this gift of adoption. We are, as baptized Christians, sons and daughters of God. And our task, our lifelong task, beginning at baptism, is to become who we are, is to deepen and journey more and more to perfection as sons and daughters of God. This is so basic and fundamental. In a way, everything else is built upon this truth, this reality. And I think we become so accustomed to calling God our Father when we pray the Our Father. We become so accustomed to that phrase, we are sons and daughters of God, that if we're not careful, that all begins to lose something of its awesomeness and significance to us. To be a son or a daughter of God is an amazing thing. We admire people who adopt, don't we? I have several cousins who are adopted. It's a heroic thing. When a family welcomes someone who is not necessarily their flesh and blood, nonetheless, into their family, and treats them just the same as the rest of the family. It's a beautiful, heroic thing that many people do. Our adoption as sons and daughters of God is even greater than this. A boy or a girl who's adopted into a family legally becomes part of that family and is treated as any other member of the family. But if you were to do a DNA test, you wouldn't find the adoptive parent's DNA in that person. But when God adopts us in baptism, it isn't just a legal thing. He changes our very being. We believe that at the moment of baptism, the soul of every Christian is permanently changed. There's a mark, a seal on the soul of that person. It's as if our spiritual DNA is actually altered. We are changed in our very being. That's how deep this is and how significant. We are part of God's family. When we say God is our Father and we are His sons and daughters, it's not just some kind of nice phrase that's meant to boost our self-esteem or give us some therapy when we're feeling a little down. It's about who we are at the deepest level of our being, our deepest identity. And as sons and daughters of God, our collect said, we have the privilege of an inheritance. We have an inheritance from God. Not of earthly wealth or goods. Our inheritance is in heaven. Baptism, that significant moment when we become His sons and daughters, gives us a promise of eternal life. Life stronger than death. But what we are as sons and daughters of God is also a task for each of us. We must become who we are. We must deepen the spirit of adoption day after day by God's grace. That's why we prayed today that the Lord would bring to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption. We need to grow, to live more and more each day from this identity of who we are. We live at first in prayer, in our daily commitment to prayer, entering into dialogue, conversation, relationship with the Lord. That daily commitment to prayer allows God to deepen little by little this reality in us. And then we're called to live it in our relationships with others, because if every baptized person is a son or a daughter of God, that means that we are brothers and sisters in the family of God. We are siblings, if you will, in this divine family. And if we're going to live as sons and daughters of God, then we have to treat everyone as our brother or our sister. How much we need to live this in these days, don't we? When there are so many things that divide us and that bring about hatred. We are called to this fraternal charity. And we live it also by what we decide gives value to our lives. If my value is found in material things and goods of this earth, or positions of power, or experiences of pleasure, that may be well and good for our short life on earth. But the true value of our lives is that inheritance that we receive as sons and daughters of God. And to live as sons and daughters of God, to grow towards perfection in that spirit, means to have our hearts fixed on heaven. To make our first and greatest goal sanctity. Becoming who we are, sons and daughters of God, in the fullest possible way. Let's ask our Lord today, as we encounter Him in this Holy Mass, for the grace to become who we are, for the grace to be brought to perfection in this spirit of adoption as His sons and daughters, so that, in a most mysterious way, what the disciples of Jesus said to Him in the boat, "Truly, you are the Son of God," God will be able to say to us when he welcomes us into our inheritance, truly you are a son, a daughter of God. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.